Can we start there? Can you? Are you recording?
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for that intro, Ivan. This is this is News with the Animal coming at you live August 5th. How's everybody doing?
Doing good.
Good.
Good. Pretty good.
You good? Are you good now?
Oh, yeah.
You got nothing on it? You know how we were talking about keeping clips to use? That's one of them. That's our first clip that we're keeping there.
We have to stockpile them.
Yes, we do. You know, I don't think there's anything more genuine than that intro, man. I'm rolling, man. I'm rolling.
It's definitely going to wake some people up.
Yep, good. That's what we want to do. Ivan, this one's for you, man.
Yeah.
Today, I was cruising along on the Facebooks, as the kids call it, and found out that Cannibal Corpse is coming to town. Got a new tour coming up. They're coming to the Forge in Joliet on November 12th with Thy Art is Murder.
Well, I saw this on the socials.
Yeah, it's not on the socials too, huh?
I didn't read it, but I saw it on the socials.
I didn't read it.
I saw the headline.
That'd be good. You guys familiar with Thy Art is Murder at all?
No.
They popped up on when I was listening to just random music.
Oh, okay. Pretty tasty stuff, man. Good.
They're pretty big in that scene, right?
Mm-hmm. Very big. CJ.
I've heard the name, but yeah.
CJ McMahon, the singer, he's quite the character.
CJ McMahon?
Heard of.
Exactly. You fucking poser ass bitch. Let's see here. Killswitch Engage today debuted their video for their new single, I Am Broken 2. Did you guys check it out?
I did.
Yipper.
Yeah.
It's like it kind of harkens back to the Always video where there's like a message to it.
I get that. There's a lot of interesting content to that song lyrically.
I haven't dug into the lyrics that much. I watched probably like the lyric video, had two of them. Maybe I looked at them on iTunes, but
okay,
it's pretty standard.
Pretty serious stuff, though. I read online that I was on their Facebook that they're donating like a certain amount of proceeds to suicide prevention.
That's awesome.
Thing out of Chicago, actually.
Oh, really?
That's cool. What do we got here?
Damn, you're just moving right along.
Just moving right along. This one's fucking crazy, man. So, Whack in the Open Air was this past weekend. Right before the end of the show, they announced the complete lineup for next year.
Already?
Yeah, already. Jesus. And that's a fucking festival that has got their shit together. So, I did some analytics here. As of right now...
Animalytics.
Well, Animalytics. Oh, there you go. That's good. At the time that I wrote this, it was about 22 hours, if I'm not mistaken. 22 hours it took for that thing to sell out.
For next year?
75,000 tickets are sold out. The event is...
For next year.
For next year. Yep.
So, Jesus Christ.
Yes.
So fill me in on what we got.
So we got Judas Priest headlining as the 50 years of... Or heavy metal... 50 heavy metal years.
Oh.
They're headlining.
That's cool.
What I'm looking, with all respect to Judas Priest, I don't know their deep discography, but really gets tingling in my balls is Merciful Fate is reuniting, and they're going to play that show.
That's pretty cool.
I think that's pretty sweet. Which is going to segue into the Rumor Patrol. Rumor Patrol! I saw...
Two sound effects.
Right? I saw, courtesy of Wolverine Kills on Facebook, that the King himself, King Diamond, is going to hopefully be announcing a tour by the end of this week. And the rumored date is going to be sometime in November at the Riv. And King Diamond at the Riv would be fucking sweet.
You can sit upstairs.
You can sit upstairs with all the other guys in the sky blue jeans. Yep. And the white tennis shoes and
sky
shit.
Blue jeans.
Right? Dude, but he puts on a hell of a show, though. You know, and their music.
I thought you were always giving King Diamond shit, though.
Vocally, yeah. I don't like it, but I like seeing the show. I'm a showman. The music's heavy as fuck.
Hey, they are solid, man. I only know a little bit of it just because of Metallica, but solid.
Abigail? Solid, you know Abigail?
I know everything that was in that medley.
Well, that's cool. Going back to the whole whacking thing, Death Angel and Venom and At the Gates as well.
So they're kicking it fucking old school, huh?
Mm-hmm. People love that shit. One of my buddies wants to go next year. Well, I don't know if he bought tickets or not, but he was saying that like the airlines and shit are all overwhelmed because everybody's trying to go abroad and over there. That'd be cool to check out one year, man.
Yeah, I agree.
So big.
Where is it at?
Is it Germany?
I want to say Germany. Don't quote me on that.
Whacking Germany? Austin, Massachusetts?
road trip. Whose camper they were whacking.
you're an employee of the federal government. You do not end in a proposition.
Off in whose camper they were whacking.
So good. So good. I saw a pretty cool quote on Barstool. I didn't read it, but the article. But Noel Gallagher. You guys know Noel, right?
Yeah. Y'all know Noel.
Y'all know Noel. Noel and Liam from...
the Oasis. Guys. The two brothers. Infamously hate the fuck out of each other.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Like bad. Like fighting on stage and interviews. They're ripping each other.
Jesus.
Noel was quoted today by saying, "I liked my mom until she gave birth to Liam."
I saw that today too.
Wow.
Yeah, that's good.
Crazy.
And
man,
that's actually not the most negative thing he's ever said in an interview before.
I believe it, man. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. He's the one doing all the writing anyway.
He is, man. I saw that Noel's band is coming to Chicago with Pumpkins in a couple weeks.
Really?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind checking them out.
That's who's playing.
What's
with
the band?
Mm-hmm.
There's a guy at work going to that.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Something with flying something.
Might as well just be Oasis, though, right?
No, I don't think he does many Oasis covers.
Just because he doesn't want to give Liam any fucking credit?
Probably.
Even though he
didn't get nothing.
Yeah. Like last year when they played at Lala. Noel's band, people were shouting at them to play Oasis, and he fucking walked off the set like two songs in.
That dude don't fuck around.
No, and a set at Lala nonetheless. You know what I mean? Like, everybody knows.
All right, I don't know if you're going to bring this in. Did you see the video where everyone's jumping over the fence to get into Lala?
Yeah, let's talk about that.
I
saw a funny meme. I didn't see any footage or anything like that, and it was like, you guys can't even fucking rush Lollapalooza, and you guys want to rush Area 51.
It's true. Those guys got dominated, right? All those cops. You didn't see it?
I didn't see it either.
No.
I heard about it.
It's pretty funny. It's about 10 seconds long. There's probably a group of like 20-something people. And it was right off of the entrance by Belbo because there's that bridge over there. So they had all the gates up and everybody just like... But then the fence started giving. And then they had an animal-esque guy that couldn't hop the fence. People that don't know me, I have not coordinated at all. Plus, I got some extra LBs going on. But, like, the thing crushed underneath them. It was just funny. He couldn't do it. But then there was a guy with a prosthetic leg.
Yeah, that's the only one that they
caught.
Didn't get in. Yeah.
Yep, they caught him.
He says, all right, I let everybody else in, but I got to stop somebody. He's like, the guy was like, what do you think you're doing?
Right?
Come on now.
There's a rumor that one of the artists the next day found this guy and took a picture with him on his Instagram and got him in.
Oh,
the
really?
Guy with the prosthetic leg. Yeah, I don't know the name of it. It was like some rapper dude. I don't know.
Oh, that's cool.
But Tenacious D played at Lala.
Did they?
Yeah.
I had no idea Lala was even happening, so.
What?
I'm out of the loop, man.
It's true. Now
you don't tell me what's going on, I don't know what's going
they
on.
They don't get my news. Where I you get your news from here. So now it's 4 days, and it's like hella expensive.
Hellapalooza.
I went 1 year just because Metallica was playing.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And I bought them off of StubHub. It was only 80. And I was like, that's a really good deal.
Somebody told me Lollapalooza got their name off the Three Stooges. That the guy who created Lollapalooza was a Stooge fan.
Really?
Yeah.
Wasn't it Perry Farrell?
Perry Farrell, yeah. Yeah. Interesting. Yeah, well, you know what my one complaint is? Is that where the main stage was when I was there, they had Perry Farrell's EDM stage. And I was trying to wait for Metallica, and all I could hear was boots, 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 like the whole entire
boots
time.
Boots and cats.
Right, boots and cats. But, I mean, it's Grant Park, though. It's not the biggest park ever, but I don't know. It was interesting just to check it out, but I have no interest in going back. I did watch Ariana Grande's set, though, last night. She is fine.
here we go
didn't
again.
Did you say something like she looks like a child?
I said that like 4 years ago.
We've had this conversation on the podcast. Shit. You had to double check your standards there.
Yeah.
I forget. Was it? Must have been Bad Wolves or maybe one of them early episodes.
Yeah, the ones that were
we
eventually...
took him to task for the Ariana Grande thing, though.
Now I have to look up and see how old she is before I make you...
She's like mid-20s, dude.
Is she?
It's okay, man. You're
all
right.
Oh, I'm right. Like, okay.
You're good. You're good by a half decade.
Tears left to cry. That's good. I was watching it like when the set ended, and I just see all these people just start to break up in the crowd and walk. I'm like, that's gonna be a lot of people coming home. I don't like festivals for that reason.
Yeah,
it's too much.
You gotta leave during that last band.
Yep.
That's why I left during System.
Yeah.
For that one show we went to. Mayhem.
System.
It must have been a Mayhem
was
or an Ozfest. One of the two.
Oh, it was. It was Ozfest.
Yeah, there you
it was
go.
Ozfest,
there you go.
Yeah.
I miss Mayhem.
Me too. It's just too expensive to keep those things going, man.
That's crazy.
Obviously, Wacken's pulling it off.
Mm-hmm. Ah! But it's one show, though.
Zing!
It's not a tour. It's one show.
Fair enough. That's true. That's true.
Well, they could have one show in Chicago. Let's go. Let's do this.
Yeah, that's true.
Mayhem.
Let's yeah. get it. That'd be sweet. I don't know. I'm looking forward to Riot Fest, though. Riot Fest should be funsies. I'm still kind of holding out on the tickets, though, because they're still a little salty for me. But, you know, I'm the one man here. I'm not even going to go into this because you guys are like, I don't fucking care. Whatever. Yeah. Fuck you. Let's see here. Yeah, I guess. Well, I've been kind of not wanting to talk about it to bring the show down, but might as well. So, obviously, we know what happened over the weekend. Two places. The one thing I'm going to talk about is the whole Dayton thing that happened.
Just because of the shirt?
The shirt. I'm going to bring up the hoodie. So, and this is all alleged information. At the time of this show, it's not been confirmed. So we don't know. I haven't seen a photo, nor do I even want to see it if, you know, it's out there. But apparently the shooter, who we're not even going to say his fucking name because he doesn't deserve any notoriety, was wearing an Acacia Strain hoodie. So now all these people are coming out of the woodwork and blaming the Acacia Strain on this, having an influence on the guy. There is a quote on the hoodie from one of their songs called Ramirez, and the quote is, "No heart to fear, no soul to steal." And if anybody's interested, Ramirez is off of the album Wormwood, which is a fucking great album. So once again, the heavy metal slash deathcore community, whatever, we're getting the shit end of the stick because we have evil lyrics, and it was probably like an evil-looking-ass hoodie, and this guy was wearing it.
But what about all the horror movies, man?
What about the video games?
Can't we just
video games?
It's always it's always metal and video games.
That's true.
It's usually the first
or
two.
Trump.
So here's what I thought was really cool: the singer from the Acacia Strain, who is kind of like noted in this heavy metal community to be a little bit of a hard ass and a little bit of a sarcastic guy. His name is Vincent Bennett. I enjoy him because I enjoy sarcastic people. But he had come out and said, you know, just denounced everything, obviously, and no one has the right to take anybody's life. And they actually said that they were going to be reaching out to the families to see if they could help in any way, which I thought was really fucking sweet. Because
that's cool and all, yeah. But honestly, like, dude, why do they even have to do that, though? I get it. They're getting some backlash. Like
right.
They got to front something. But
right.
They don't deserve the backlash to begin with.
True. I completely understand.
But it's totally awesome. That you
for sure.
That.
They're like taking it that one step further. Like, oh, I know I don't have to do this, but I'm going to do this.
Does Ramirez have anything to do with that the Night Stalker from the 80s?
It's a good question. Never looked into it.
I wonder.
That's a sweet song, though. It's so heavy.
I don't know. I never listened to him.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know. I think they'd be a little bit too deathcore-y for you.
Most likely.
Probably. But that Wormwood album is, if anybody's like, hey, I want to check them out, that's my favorite.
Does their Wormwood meet your pesticide?
Oh, Slipknot. Hey, we're all going to Slipknot on Sunday. That'll be fun.
Yep, yep.
Yeah. Be awesome. You know, hot. Wearing tank. Are we doing tank merch? We should match, like, clothing.
How do we match? What do we got?
Just some tanks. You guys got tanks?
I don't think so.
I'd like to own a tank.
Yeah? Not that tank. I was going to say deep Vs, but we'll just go with tanks.
I got V. I got plain white Vs.
Plain white Vs? There you go. It keeps us cool. Keep us cool. But I don't know the order, though, but I know it's... what I'm assuming, it's probably going to be Behemoth, Volbeat, and Gojira, Slipknot.
I can't believe it. It's already here.
Mm-hmm.
That time went by so quick.
Mm-hmm. This whole month, I'm like, it's August already? Like, Jesus, man.
School starting.
Yep. Yeah. Fuck. This is kind of the big last shebang. I think this is like a show like this is the closest we'll get to a mayhem, quote unquote. There's a lot of big acts on there. I'm excited. Gojira's gonna be so good.
Dude, he's gonna be sick.
I'm excited for you to see Behemoth, both of you guys.
Put on I feel like I've the seen show. Them before.
Yeah.
Somewhere. But yeah, I forget.
Some good old Polish death metal, man.
Polish.
Yeah, there's a bunch of Polish people. Speaking of Slipknot, they put out a new video today, Birth of the Cruel.
Is that the vertical video?
Yeah, it was a vertical video. I wanted to mention that. It's pretty sweet that they shot a vertical video.
What the fuck is that?
I can't stand vertical video. Like, you know how when people are doing like Facebook videos and they're like, huh, instead of huh?
Mm-hmm.
I don't like vertical shit. You don't like? I don't like vertical pictures. I don't like vertical videos because it's supposed to be.
I like vertical porn, though.
I can see that.
Yeah, it works.
That gets a pass.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't watch the video. I listened to the song, but
did you like it?
Probably not.
No?
I don't remember much of it. I mean, it's okay. Mm-hmm. It's okay.
Yeah.
All right? It's okay.
I liked it. It had a good flow. I put the flow in there. It was like very...
Because I went back and I checked out Unsainted again. Mm-hmm. I was like, man, I really don't like this. It's catchy, mm-hmm. but not in a good way.
I get you.
For me.
The intro reminds me of the Rolling Stones. With the...
Oh, children.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I was just pulling that out of nowhere.
Yeah, for real. Interesting.
Maybe it's because he covered that with Stone Sour.
Could be. Oh no, it's all the same. It's all clicks and whistles to me. I'm old. Interesting Tool news. Adam Jones from Tool stated that their new album, Fear Inoculum, which will be out on August 5th, will be 80 minutes long. And
wow. Wait, August what?
August 5th. 5th.
Today is the 5th.
Is today the 5th? No, it's not, is it?
It's got to be later
in
the month.
I was going to say it was yesterday.
All right, just so everybody knows, me and Ivan have no fucking idea what Animal's coming to with us. We have no background knowledge. So if Animal fucks up, he fucks up for all of us.
I'm looking it up now. I put... Oh, no, I'm so sorry. This is their 5th album. Oh, SpaghettiOs. Okay, I'm looking this up here for all you people. What does it fucking matter? Just open your Spotify, and then when it's on, it's on.
You'll get a reminder.
Yeah, you get a reminder, you fucking jagaloons. So I'm gonna look
Isn't
here.
It like the 31st or something? 30th or 31st?
August 30th.
See, there you go.
Yeah, and that's before Maynard's.
I had no information, and I was like, yeah, I think I could ballpark this.
Out of his ass.
See, no. You know what it is? I'm just making sure you guys are listening.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. This fair is just enough, testes. 1, 2, 3. So it's their 5th album. It's going to be 80 minutes long, and it came to revolve around the number 7.
There's 7 songs.
Mm-hmm.
It's 80 minutes. That's insane.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Credit to the Pulse of Radio for that info.
Think it's going to be pretty melodic?
I think so. I think that the people that are going to be looking for that, oh, here's Tool. But Tool's never been that raw for me either.
Can I was thinking about this because we all been listening to probably the... Have you been checking out since they're on Spotify now or anything?
No.
Let's dig in. Okay. So it seems like everybody's digging into the Tool. It's like all 4 albums are like in the top 10 and shit and all the streaming devices or services or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, on paper, Tool should not be as big as they are, right?
I'd agree.
How are they selling out arenas? They haven't come out with a fucking album in 13 years.
Maybe it's anticipation.
True.
I think so too. And then the thing is, you know, from a guitar player's perspective, like Adam Jones is bare minimum for me. It, like everything revolves and dies around Danny Carey and Justin Chancellor.
Mm-hmm.
Those guys are fucking, without them, there is no Tool, if you ask me.
I get that.
I'm curious what your take is.
I don't think that they were ever anything that was groundbreaking for the 90s or even the early millennium.
You don't think so?
I think so.
No. I just, you know, kind of fit in with it. I think that their presentation is what catapulted them over other bands.
Yeah, it could be.
It could be Maynard, too. Maynard's attitude, really, people love that, you know? Going back, people like the sarcastic guy and the more...
Because, like, when I think about it, like, their music should hit, like, a very fucking niche group. Like, it should be the stoner intellectuals that fucking, like...
Stoner intellectuals.
Yeah, go figure. It makes sense, right? Yeah, exactly. You know, it's like... You know what, dude? You know what the problem with the world is? It's just, you know, bleh.
We're so small compared to the universe, man.
And then it's just, their music is fucking, what is the average, if you took all the songs together and averaged it, what do they make? Like 6-7 minute songs on average at least?
Easily.
How does that work with the mass audiences? Like,
I don't know.
Everybody's so short with their attention span.
It's
crazy.
Nostalgia.
It's awesome to see it happen.
Yeah.
But. It's crazy.
You know,
it just boggles the mind to me. That's all.
While we were waiting for Ivan to get here, I was talking to JD about, I've been kind of like on Tool overload since Friday. Like as soon as like it went on to Spotify and whatever, I was like, oh, I'm going to check this out. Mm-hmm. I even woke up in the middle of the night because I had to go pee because I've been drinking like a ton of water. And I was standing taking a piss and I brought my phone with me just to see
like
if it was really
going to
happen.
You're standing.
I was standing. I wasn't sitting. This wasn't the morning. Okay?
Yeah, I was going to say sometimes I sit just because I'm too tired to stand. Like, oh, God, Jesus. I just want to close my eyes for a second.
But then you got to worry about touching the bowl sometimes. You're like, oh! But yeah, I just checked on Friday because I was like, well, I hope that Maynard didn't change his mind and not let it happen.
I thought you were doing an English accent first.
It could have been. It's a little bit of A and B.
It's just crazy to me that people have the attention spans to sit through there. Because all the songs build up.
They do.
You know, it's amazing people have that patience.
You know,
it definitely goes somewhere if you're willing to sit there and listen to it. I'm surprised that so many people can.
How do I put this? Tool's kind of like for people who want it to be something, and Tool is like kind of that novelty item for some people. Like, Tool has become that novelty, oh man, I'm into that weird timing kind of stuff, but only could tell you that I've listened to Sober and Stinkfist and Schism. You know what I mean? But if you dive real deep, there's some real cool sections. But I'm not going to lie, I can't, like, I was sitting here over these last couple of days, like,
it's
okay.
Like a movie that kind of builds up.
Yeah.
Like, it's all character driven, then you kind of get to your payoffs and stuff.
True. I'll tell you right now, the biggest payoff of that band, listening to them, is that song Lateralis.
I don't know, man. I've been going back and listening to a lot of them. It's tight, man. Like, you just got to be in that certain mood, though.
It could be. I remember...
And I think Justin Chancellor's bass tone is fucking... ridiculous.
I watch
it's
a lot.
It's always been awesome, man.
Yeah, yeah, it's one of my favorites.
I watch a lot of videos with him on YouTube.
How many songs start off with just the bass?
It's true.
He's like the driving force, I feel like, in a lot of the stuff, and Adam's just kind of coloring with it. I don't know.
There is a YouTube video out there called Every Tool Song Ever, and we're going to have to... I don't know if you guys...
I've seen those.
You've seen
them? I haven't
them?
Watched them, but I've
Dude,
seen
them. Dude, it's yeah. on fucking point. But a lot of them kind of go back to that same pattern, even though that they're almost too out there for me for some things. Whereas I think Dream Theater makes more sense than Tool for me. Oof, sometimes.
That's rough.
I know, right? I don't know. But I'm certainly looking forward to listening to it. I'll dissect it, see what I think about it. That'd be a good for us to review. Yes. 80 minutes. It's crazy fucking shit.
It's going
to
be hard.
Yeah, it is, man. Moving on to entertainment news. So, this is so fucking stupid. I didn't even want to do it. So I was, you know, looking through the news, trying to find something. I saw that ScreenRant.com had a link to say, where's Jar Jar Binks been since the prequels?
I liked Jar Jar.
I like Jar Jar Binks, too.
I liked him.
It's not really that interesting.
Did you ever see the... I'm sorry.
Go ahead. No, you're good. Go ahead.
Did you ever see, like the it's always fucking words with me.
Mm-hmm.
Some people were thinking that Jar Jar was originally the enemy, the bad guy in the series.
Really? Kind of like the Trojan horse, essentially.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because there was scenes like when he jumps into the water, he does all that fancy flipping and like, you know?
Oh.
But yet the rest of the time he's clumsy.
Yeah.
And then you remember there was that big battle and he was just like he got like a droid stuck to his leg.
Yeah.
And he's like stomping and shooting everybody.
Yeah.
They compared that to drunken boxing, how like... You're acting like you're drunk or you are drunk, but you're whipping ass. But it looks like you're just fumbling around.
Jackie Chan's drunken master
exactly.
or whatever.
Yeah.
And then there was a scene where there was a battle and he was on like an overpass.
Mm-hmm.
Or no, all three of them were Obi-Wan, Anakin, and Jar Jar. They jumped down and Jar Jar kind of slipped and he was dangling. And then the where he should have felt... He fell on the opposite side. Maybe that was an editing error.
Mm-hmm.
But people think he kind of did like a little fancy flip and shit like that.
Oh, that'd be interesting theory.
I watched a long video.
Yeah? Oh, my God. That sounds like you couldn't fall asleep. Like, what is going on?
Dude, man? I got fucking
wormholes on YouTube, man.
Seriously?
Yeah.
I don't care.
Average like 3 hours of sleep a day.
Dude, I don't even care what anybody says. I like the fucking prequels. I did.
I like them.
Thought they were like
never watched
one of my favorites, man.
Never watched Attack of the Clones or the Sith.
How are you not going to finish that though?
I don't need to.
Yeah,
I haven't watched any of the new ones.
I have a healthy relationship with Star Wars, where I keep that arm's distance, so it can't hurt me and it can't please me.
It can't hurt me.
Oh shit!
Just say no.
The original three is all I need.
Yeah, whatever.
I watched Force Awakens, but.
Everybody shit on that fucking movie.
I just feel like it was a New Hope 2.0.
Well, you got to think about it. You're introducing a new bunch of characters, right? You're introducing a new universe, essentially, of characters. You got to start with something that everybody's comfortable with.
Get the fuck out of here, dude. All right. You want to make comparisons. Fucking MCU has done more in 10 years than fucking Star Wars has done in 30.
That's true.
If you're asking me, I don't know who the fuck most of those characters like Marvel characters were, you know, in depth.
Right.
But you made me care about fucking Doctor Strange and Ant-Man. Come on, dude. You know, like, it's not fucking hard, dude. You just got to pick a fucking... Get together with all the best writers. You got the fucking money. Just,
right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just because... Maybe you can't make Star Wars fans happy, though. Maybe that's the thing.
I was about to say that. There's fans that are so fucking, like... Yeah. anal about things.
Yeah.
Like,
no.
Right? That's true. Especially even, being in an like, alternate universe.
It goes back
though.
With the, yeah. you know, the episodes, you know, 1, 2, and 3. The hardcore fans mm-hmm. didn't want none of that noise.
No. It was fucking fantastic. My only complaint is that Darth Maul had, what, like 4 minutes of screen time on that thing?
Yeah, it was short.
I should go back
but
and
I mean,
watch it.
But, I mean, look at Boba Fett, too.
Mm-hmm. That's true. And he became like that huge novelty
like one
item.
One of the biggest fucking characters yeah. in
That's
anything.
Crazy, because they were going to make a video game based on that shit. That got canceled, if I'm not mistaken.
It did.
And then they're doing...
Disney Plus.
Okay, that's yeah. it.
The Mandalorian, yeah. Okay. I think Jon Favreau's doing that one. Which,
I don't even know who that is.
That's the dude. He does, you know, Happy from the Iron Man, like his butler.
I was thinking Happy, like yeah, the show.
Because he's in, he directed like the first Iron Man and maybe the first two.
He's done a bunch of Disney. He did The Lion King and Jungle Book. He was also in Friends, duh.
Wasn't he the crazy linebacker in The Replacements?
Yes, he was.
Personal favorite.
But anyways, moving on, what we were saying was that according to ScreenRant.com, so we know where Jar Jar has been, he was a street performer in a planet called Theed, beloved by children and loathed by adults. And this was between Jedi and Force Awakens. Now I think he's wrestling at your local armory for like $10 this weekend. Pancake breakfast.
You feel good about that one?
No.
No?
I thought it was more of a funny title than they actually find out about it. But then I also put a question mark next to my notes where it said, "Love beloved by children and loathed by adults." Maybe there's a comparison with Big Mountain Fudge Cake. Remember Big Mountain Fudge Cake?
No.
From King of the Hill? It was John Redcorn's band.
Oh.
There's a hole in my pocket where my money should go. And then he was all suicidal, and he's like, "There's a gun in my mouth where my gun." Oh. God bless King of the Hell, man.
Oh, man.
Hobbs and Shaw did pretty good, man. Opening weekend.
Yeah, that's to be expected, though.
Yeah.
That's no surprise
to me.
It's
the rockin' state.
Yeah. Rotten Tomatoes gave it 66%.
That's about on point.
Yep. It's about on point. They said it really wasn't anything groundbreaking, but it wasn't necessarily
I'm
terrible.
I'm actually surprised they didn't rate it higher.
Yeah,
just because
really?
Of the franchise.
That's true.
It's a, you know.
Endgame coming out on Blu-ray next Tuesday. Getting a steelbook. I've also heard rumors that they're getting an anthology.
Makes sense.
There's been there's an image floating out there of like a big black box with the gauntlet.
Big black box, what?
Ayo! With a big black box with the gauntlet on it that's going to have the first full 10
yeah,
years.
Yeah, what's that going to cost? $1,000?
I couldn't imagine. Especially, are we talking about just the movies or bonus?
Well, look at
too?
This, because I want to get all the movies, but each like the UHDs are fucking $35. I mean, you get the Blu-ray and mm-hmm. the digital code, but I was like, why would I buy the? It's like buying the same movie three times. Just give me one yep. fucking decent price yep. thing that I can use for everything.
Exactly. They should do the different versions of it. The only thing that I really understand is when you get the DVD and Blu-ray combo is like if you've got kids and you got like a minivan, like the Reds of the world. You know what I mean? If you bought Cars 3, you're going to want it for the car. And
yeah.
I don't know. But
I was about to say, I don't understand getting the DVD and the Blu-ray. It just doesn't make sense. But true. When you put it like that.
Yeah. Credit to my wife for that one. She was like, that's probably why. I was like, oh, okay. That makes sense.
Like, oh.
Now, you still haven't seen Endgame yet.
Don't ruin it.
Okay. I have to talk to you off the air yes. on this one because there's a question that I had. also, Screen Rant again, they said that there's some speculation that X-Men will be coming back full force, but is part of the Marvel and Disney universe, but they may wait until phase six due to the Disney-Fox merger, saying that they have a lot of titles to move forward and bring everything over.
Yeah, you got to think of everything that they're already working on and then just probably the time it takes to get that shit rolling.
True.
Because they just announced Phase 4 not that long ago.
It's true.
And everything that's they're probably working on now is probably Phase 5, maybe?
Probably.
Getting ready for it, at least.
At least.
Yeah, I'm sure they already got stuff in the works.
Planning it out and shit.
I don't know,
they're
man.
They got a plan after ahead. That.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know how you're going to top these first 10 years, though.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
Dude, with the X-Men coming in, dude.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Dude, do they have the Fantastic Four?
They do now. Yes.
That was part of Fox, too, right?
Yes,
yeah.
That was part of Fox.
Because I didn't know if they got like anything in advance, like Spider-Man, you know?
Yeah, that's still part Sony, though, ain't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is part Sony.
That's why we only got that on PlayStation.
And that's why Venom wasn't in any of the Marvel movies.
Yeah, makes sense.
I just saw they just selected a director for Venom 2. I enjoyed Venom. Did you guys like Venom?
I still haven't seen it.
Ivan, you're the one person that I thought would have seen it.
I know.
I'll have to bring that next week for you.
It's all right. Yeah.
I went to go see Detective Pikachu, man.
Oh, that's awesome.
I'm not working. I'm dead.
Ditto.
I got to go fucking see that Far From Home.
Still haven't seen Far From Home.
Oh, yeah.
I'm slacking, man.
Did you say Ditto was your favorite or Diglett?
Ditto. D-I-T-T-O.
I was totally thinking Diglett.
Oh.
That's why I was like, what do you think it looks like underground? You're probably like, what?
I just rolled with it.
I saw that or I heard that last week and I was like, my brain went,
I was wondering also, number one, if you made the error, or number two, that I just didn't catch what you were saying, because maybe you were trying to say who he was covering up as at the time.
No, I was like totally thinking you were talking about Diglett. Because I saw a thing, I saw like a thing of Diglett on TV, saying I was watching YouTube, and I was like, and for some reason, seeing Diglett made that whole like movie rewind thing in my brain. I was like, oh, wait a minute.
Well, you know, we got millions of people listening. Yeah, I know. Didn't have time to stop, you know.
I'm surprised they didn't hit me up in the comments saying, you idiot!
Speaking of movies, I saw Once Upon a Time in Hollywood this weekend.
Yeah.
It was good.
Thumbs up?
Real good. Thumbs up. Oh, yeah. I would say 93% for me.
Cool. I want to see it.
It was cool. It was good. I had his boy Kurt Russell in it. So he had
That's why he wants to see it.
Already.
Yep. Very interesting way. All I'll say is that, you know, it's set around the time of the whole Manson murders and stuff, and just kind of what's going around in Tarantino's universe. But he tied like those characters to what his movie characters were. And all I'm going to say is that the negative reviews online were like, oh, it was so slow moving and blah, 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 blah. But the ending was worth it. And it's like, have you ever seen a fucking Tarantino movie before?
It's all about like the exposition and like the buildup and characters.
Oh yeah, that slow burn.
But that shit, it never bores me though, man.
No, not at all.
This is the way he does it.
Mm-hmm. He switched like different like styles of shooting in the movie. You could tell, and like some of those camera angles that he uses are so like synonymous with what he has done. But I'm telling you, man, like it was absolutely fantastic, and the ending was fucking sweet.
Awesome.
It was like 2 hours and 45 minutes.
Yeah.
That's usually that seems to be the runtime nowadays.
Yeah, I was about to say that. Mm-hmm. Movies, dude.
That's true. I had to pee really bad. I was like, I ain't moving.
Can't.
No, sir. And to kind of finish this off, I thought this would be kind of a fun way. This is more of a personal animal story for you guys. My daughter has signed up for soccer. And we got the text from the people that, you know, are running this thing saying if there's any parents that want to volunteer, you know, we're looking for volunteers. And I've have done stuff with my son's basketball and stuff like that. And, you know, I want to do this with my daughter. I'm like, sure, I'll go ahead. So I had my wife text this person back and say, you know, my husband is more than willing to help out. But I had her put a disclaimer in there, but he knows absolutely nothing about soccer. He can take direction from a coach. I can help kids do their warmups, their exercises. Someone just tell me what to do. So, oh, thank you so much. You know, come on down to the coaches meeting. We'll get everything planned out. So last Thursday, went to this coaches meeting, and it's like at this park, this like giant dirt gravel road. Like I walk up and there's like 20 people there who've all have clearly worked together before. And I'm just like the Lone Ranger. I have no idea what's going on. And I tell them my name. They give me this folder and it's got like all this stuff like of like schedules and the rules and a coach's attestation to sign. I'm like, okay, this is kind of weird. So they're talking about the changes for the older soccer teams and how they're introducing more of the real rules to this because some of these kids that are doing it are now moving up into competitive play. So I'm looking at this list here and I'm seeing like coach, yada, yada, personal assistant, yada, yada. I then find my name. It says nothing. It just says my name is coach.
Oh, boy.
I'm like, oh, God.
It just says your name as coach?
Yes. No assistant coach, no nothing. Me as the head coach. So I'm like, oh, this has got to be some error. And I'm sitting next to these other coaches that have the same color folder as I do because it was the same age group. And there's two other teams. So there's three teams that we just basically play over and over again for a month. And I'm like kind of whispering my story. I'm like, I just signed up to help. I told them this. And they're like, you better go talk to that dude over there because you guys are going to get slaughtered. I'm like, fuck. So like I go up to this guy. He's super nice. And I just kind of like take my folder. I'm like, I'm out of my league here, man. I told you guys that I was willing to help. And they're like, no, it's okay. It's okay. All you got to do is teach them how to do running drills and how to kick the ball. That's it. I'm like, I don't know how.
gotta kick the ball. What the fuck's a running drill?
Right, exactly. I don't know, you know? So
you should have gave them an example of you kicking a ball.
That's true.
Like, this is me kicking the ball. Here, watch.
You want some more of this? So I was like super nervous about it, and I'm talking to him, and I'm like, I'm not trying to get out of it, but I am. Because I don't know any of this.
I hope this plays out the same way Ladybugs plays out with Rodney Dangerfield.
Oh, Jesus God Almighty. You bring
your son Jace to be like the star of pupil.
I should do that.
He'll get fired and get the death penalty in 2019, sir.
No, he'll be protected because then... No, never mind.
So I'm kind of... My ass is getting chapped because those other two that have been there and done this before had personal assistants and coaches. So it's too late. They can't switch me. They can't do anything. It just happened to be for the five other random kids besides my daughter. This is who we got stuck with. So I'm sitting there. I'm telling him what's going on. He goes, well, if you know, you're not going to do this, and there is no team for these kids. And that just shot a dagger right through my heart, man.
I'm like, well, we're going home.
Right, exactly.
Pack it in.
So they eventually talked me into it, and I left with the giant thing of cones and soccer balls and stuff, and they gave me this like roster of my team and who's on it and stuff. So I called every single parent, and I just said, this is what's going on.
We're going to lose this season, just letting you know.
Dude, that's amazing, because I wouldn't even call the other parents.
Well, here's the thing, is that they didn't explain anything. I had to find this all out through the internet and through talking to these other parents, and I'm responsible for coming up with these practices. I'm responsible for coming up with these drills, and just I'm the head coach. That's all there is to it. So all of the parents were pretty supportive, and they were like, oh, that's crazy that they would do that to you. And I was like, well, you want to help? Oh, no, I'm so busy. La, la. So long story short, I Googled a bunch of like running drills and kicking drills.
That's how you do that.
Yeah. YouTubed it, man. And I feel confident enough to like lead these kids to be like, hey, work with teams, pass the ball, and just get it in. They don't even keep score, number one, in these games. They don't even have goalies. So all it is...
Well, there goes my plan.
What was your plan?
It was like dodgeball with kicking. You can't touch it. You all want to kick the ball at that one kid all the way down there. And he's either going to man up and block it, or he's going to get out of the way.
It's true.
There's going to be the one kid with the giant glasses.
Right, exactly. So I figured I might be able to be good with that, because I don't know positions at all either. And they were saying there's no positions.
I didn't realize there were positions in soccer besides goalie.
I remember this. I watched like probably like one game of soccer in my life. And it was the funniest thing in the world, because it was a player who had a big red afro. And it, like every time like the cameraman will go down once, like say that he pans off to the right.
Yeah.
You'll see the big afro guy running to the left, and his hair is just like... And he's just like this. And then it... turns over, yeah. You see him run the other way.
It's like when they used to put that highlighter on the hockey puck. It's only that guy's hair.
Yeah. That's fantastic. I don't know. You know.
You got this.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that. You know, I'm just going to try everything I can. My thing was, I had to put that disclaimer out there to the parents. Like, they did this to us. There is nobody else.
They're screwing us over.
They're screwing us over. Yep. And one of the moms I spoke to said that their son was also in soccer a year before, so she could like teach a couple drills and stuff like that. They only want like 30-minute practices once a week until the first game, which is at the end of the month. So you guys can call me Coach.
Coach Animal.
Coach Animal, Coach. Man. Coach Animal.
Do you got a whistle?
No, you're not allowed to have whistles.
What the?
Yeah. They bring in these big-time referees that are actually like unionized from Eastern Indiana. And like it's part of their contract, they were saying, that like no coaches are allowed to have any whistles. I could at practice, but like during the games, I'm not allowed to.
I'll use my lip. I'm like...
Oh, we could have a live podcast from like one of the games. You guys could like be critiquing this style.
We'll be the commentators on
dude.
It.
Yeah.
Terrible
dude.
Form.
Yeah. We will set up a little table. We had our headsets and everything, a little generator to run this shit. We got it.
Oh, that's fantastic. Sure. That's fantastic. But I'm a little nervous, but I think breaking ground with the parents first, because I didn't want them to show up and be like, this dude don't know shit.
You don't.
I don't, and that's the thing. So
You should like find like a playbook.
Mm-hmm.
And then make copies,
mm-hmm.
and then hand them out to each parent. Like, hey, I want these kids next week.
No holidays. Nice. Okay. I'll have my taxes in there and stuff, and like do these tasks for me. So I don't know. That's
just make sure they know them by next.
That's practice. True. Well, we could do like a weekly update. I'm serious. So I want you guys to come to a game and then broadcast.
We'll
do it. That'd be awesome. That'd be hilarious.
We'll heckle shit out of you.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait. And then
fucking in it.
We could
get a real coach.
We gotta work somehow with with like a Photoshop or something before we post this. We got to get the picture from Ladybugs, but replace my face on Rodney Dangerfield.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, that's
on it.
Yeah, okay.
Thank God.
All right, it's News with the Animal, guys. Thanks for checking in.
Thank you.
No, you're very welcome. No, it's my pleasure. Adios, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.